If you can, head for Cannes. Whatever your priorities may be when choosing a holiday destination, at least once in your life, you might want to visit the Côte d'Azur. And when you do so, do not leave out the pearl of southeastern France, the city of Cannes. Hosting the annual Cannes Film Festival, this beautiful small city is in itself like a setting from a movie, with its high-class riches, historical and modern delicacies, almost unreal in its luxuriousness and posh poster-like milieu. Once upon a time. Today, one of the best-known cities of the French Riviera, famous for not only the film festival, but also for its variety of luxury shops, restaurants, hotels and casinos, started out as a tiny fishing village established in the 2nd century BC. Its present name dates back to the 10th century, when this small port of Lenrin's Islands was named Canua, probably derived from the word canna, meaning reed, perhaps because the swamps the present-day city was built on. Later, due to the insecurity of the islands, it became a Roman outpost and a castle was built on Le Seque Hill. But otherwise, the city was under the control of monks until it became independent in the 1500s, already called Cannes. Cannes has been a favoured holiday location among European aristocracy since the 19th century at least, and has been developed to serve the richest of visitors. The 20th century brought the construction of even more luxury hotels, sports centres and casinos, and American holidaymakers and tourists from all around the world also started flocking to the city. Shortly before World War II, the city council thought of yet another attraction to draw even more attention to the perfect resort life they had offered all year round, and the first international film festival was held in the Casino Municipal on the 20th of September 1946. As the climate is Mediterranean, you can enjoy abundant sunshine from May to September, but winters also tend to be pleasantly mild. So anytime you feel you have some money to spend, Cannes is there to offer its glamour and glitz and a number of places to see as well. Sightseeing. La Crocette. La Crocette is the popular waterfront avenue lined with palm trees and running along the picturesque beaches with a variety of restaurants, cafes and boutiques to choose from. Palais de Festival et de Congrès. If you walk along the La Crocette Boulevard, you will also find the Palais de Festival et de Congrès, hosting the Cannes Film Festival each year. And if you're not lucky enough to visit this site during the festival, you can still stop by the Convention Centre at any time to see many handprints of famous celebrities just outside the building. La Souquette. Walking on towards and up the hill, you will find winding roads leading to the old town, La Cinquette. As the oldest and highest part of Cannes, is a refreshing medieval contrast to the posh and pricey beach promenade it overlooks. You can find the 14th century Lord's Tower, Tour de Cinquette, here, and also the 12th century Chapel of St. Anne. St. Marguerite Island. This tiny island is a 15-minute boat ride away from the city, and while you are touring its fortress prison, you can even see the cell where the legendary Man in the Iron Mask spent 11 years of his isolated life. You can also visit one of the many museums here, the Musée de la Mer, Museum of the Sea, where you will be amazed at the displayed archaeological finds, including shipwrecks and Roman and Saracen artifacts. Museums. There are a number of other museums you can visit, from Fragonard Museum, one of the oldest perfumeries of France dating back to the 1600s, to see Musée de la Photographie, also containing Pablo Picasso photographs by a number of photographers, and Musée de la Castre, with an unpaired collection of exquisite artwork, including about 200 musical instruments, amongst many. Entertainment in Cannes doesn't end with nightfall and is also provided by some world-famous casinos, such as the Palm Beach Casino and Casino Croisette, for example. Dining. Eating out in Cannes is a further experience to remember, if you can afford it, naturally, for the numerous elegant restaurants, other culinary specialities of many renowned chefs living in the city. Many of them have been internationally recognised for their efforts and, apart from serving top-class food, also come with amazing views. Extras, Nautilus Cruise. and especially Summer Extra, is exploring the underwater world of Cannes in the Nautilus, a glass-bottom boat that departs on a cruise every hour. Plage de la Batterie. From the many beaches, you could also pick the Plage de la Batterie, but only if you desire a full tan and some frequent spirit, for everyone is au naturel here, and the nudist beach for the open-minded and homosexuals. Marche Fourville and Marche Brocante. You can choose to visit the best food market in the city, Marche Fourville, where local farmers sell their goods from fish to flowers, and you can see for yourself why the French are also so well known for their gastronomy. But if you happen to choose a Monday for your market tour, you will find a flea market in its place called Marche Brocante, with a variety of vintage paintings, antiques, books and jewellery. Festivals. Now, if you still feel Cannes hasn't offered enough, there are still numerous festivals to choose from, besides the Cannes Film Festival held each year in May. The International Festival of Games, Luxury Travel Market, Festival de la Plaisance for boating enthusiasts, Le Festival d'Art Pyrotechnique, hosting the annual fireworks competition, carnivals and trade shows all year round. So brush up on your French, grab your savings and head for Cannes. You will surely find it was worth the expenses.